Type 3, Question 1. When leak testing a low-pressure centrifugal with nitrogen, what is the maximum test pressure? 10 psig. Question 2. Charged low-pressure refrigeration machines may be most efficiently leak-checked by raising system pressure by heating with circulated hot water or heating blankets. Question 3. EPA regulations require that all appliances containing more than 50 pounds of refrigerant, except for commercial and industrial process refrigeration, be repaired when the leak rate exceeds 15% of the charge per year. Question 4. A typical setting for a high-pressure cutout control on a recovery unit used for evacuating the refrigerant from a low-pressure chiller is 10 psig. Question 5. R11 or R123 system refrigerant removal starts with liquid removal. Question 6. With a low-pressure chiller, what must you do after recovering the liquid refrigerant? Recover the vapor refrigerant. Question 7. When removing oil from a low-pressure system, the temperature should be 130 degrees because less refrigerant will be contained in the oil at the higher temperature. Question 8. According to ASHRAE Guidelines 3/1996, if the pressure in a system rises from 1 millimeter mercury to a level above 2.5 millimeters of mercury during a standard vacuum test, the system should be checked for leaks. Question 9. After servicing, why is refrigerant vapor reintroduced to the refrigeration system before refrigerant liquid? Liquid charged into a deep vacuum will boil and may lower temperatures enough to freeze water in the tubes. Question 10. Appliances need not be evacuated all the way to prescribed levels when leaks in the appliance make evacuation to the prescribed level unattainable. Question 11. Which of the following repairs would always be considered major repair under EPA's regulations? Replacement of an evaporator coil. Question 12. After reaching the required recovery vacuum on an appliance, you should wait for at least a few minutes to see if the system pressure rises, indicating there is still a refrigerant leak in liquid form or in the oil. Wait for at least a few minutes to see if the system pressure rises, indicating that there is still refrigerant in liquid form or in the oil. Question 13. Which of the following would not fail under the EPA definition for major maintenance service or repair? Replacing an oil filter. Question 14. When using recovery or recycling equipment manufactured before November 15, 1993, technicians must evacuate low-pressure appliances to the following level before making a major repair. 25 inches of HG vacuum. Question 15. Under EPA's regulations, which of the following methods can be used to pressurize an R11 or R123 system for the purpose of opening the system for a non-major repair? Warming the refrigerant. Question 16. During vapor removal from a low-pressure refrigeration system, the system water pumps, the recovery compressor, and the recovery condenser water should all be on. Question 17. The primary purpose of a purge unit on a CFC 11 chiller is to remove non-condensables from the system. Question 18. Under what code group of ASHRAE standard 34 does R123 fall? B1. Question 19. Which of the following safety precautions should be adhered to for low pressure systems? All of the above, including: do not siphon refrigerant by mouth, avoid spilling refrigerant on the skin, and using gloves and safety goggles when working with liquid refrigerant. Question 20. When recharging a refrigeration system with R11, what vapor pressure is necessary in the shells before charging with liquid? 16.9 inches of mercury vacuum. Question 21. A centrifugal chiller's rupture disc is connected to the chiller's evaporator. Question 22. On a centrifugal system, the purge unit takes its suction from the top of the condenser. Question 23. A rupture disc on a recovery vessel for low pressure refrigerants relieves at 15 PSIG. Question 24. Approximately how much refrigerant vapor is left in an average 350-ton R11 chiller at 0 PSIG pressure once all the R11 liquid has been removed? 100 pounds. Question 25. What is the primary water source for a recovery unit condensing coil? Localized municipal water supply.